Good day at Brookings Radio. We welcome Louise Snodgrass, District 7 candidate for the House's representatives on the Democratic ticket. And Louise, to begin with, why did you decide to run for the State House of Representatives?
Yeah, that's a great question, and a question that I get asked almost every single time that I am face-to-face with a voter here in Brookings. I decided to run for office in January amidst the 2020 session when we started to see a lot of cultural bills that really had very little to do with South Dakota life. And there was a large group of individuals here in Brookings that wanted better representation at the state capitol, and they reached out to me and said, hey, would you like to represent us? And after some consideration, I decided that this was something I could do with the support of my community to support my community. So that's a big reason why I'm running for office.
Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I have lived in Brookings for 13 years now. I moved here in middle school. I was born in Pier and lived in Rapid City and also Virginia for a little bit of time of my life. But I work at various small businesses throughout the community. People typically recognize me from the Brookings Farmers Market. I've been the manager of the Farmers Market for 3 years now. I also work for Good Roots Farm and Gardens, which is an agro-tourism farm. It's like a tourism hybrid farm out here in Brookings. It's about a mile north of the Campanile. And I also work for the Carrot Seed Kitchen, and I used to be a barista at Cottonwood Coffee. I've been in the workforce since I was 15 here in Brookings.
We'll begin with the biggest issue out there right now, and that is the pandemic. And here's how I'll frame this. Has South Dakota done enough? And how do you see the role of the legislature in battling coronavirus?
Yeah, I don't believe that South Dakota has done enough to protect our citizens from the novel coronavirus. I think that there's a lot of things that could have been done in hindsight, but I want to look forward to see what the legislator can do. Legislators can do in the next session. I know that a lot of the, or all of the corona relief funds have that deadline of December 31st. And so there is that thought of, will we have that federal relief money for the next legislative session? Things that I'm concerned about are continuing to aid our essential workers in the healthcare system, our educators, as well as small businesses and small businesses that are hurting right now in the entertainment, the event industry. They're seeing a lot of lack of events right now, for sure, and also restaurants and small retail businesses as well. But I'm really concerned about when we do get a vaccine, how are we going to equitably distribute that vaccine? How are we going to make it so that as many South Dakotans can access that vaccine? And those are some things that I'm definitely concerned about. I think that the legislators can start looking at that and thinking towards the future, because there's a lot that could have been done. But what can we do come January?
As you mentioned, the special session kind of divvied out the money available now. I suppose it's possible there could be more federal aid on the way.
Yes. I'm hopeful that there's more federal aid on the way. I know that there's a lot going on. It is an election year, and we're trying to. There is a Supreme Court seat that is up for nomination and currently going through all of that right now. So I know that things have been put on hold. And it's really unfortunate that conversation at the national level has been put on hold. But what can we do at the state level? Do we have enough supplemental funding to add to those specific sectors, or even to equitably distribute the vaccine?
Let's turn to K-12 education. Obviously, they have received some federal aid and some from the state as well, some help on the coronavirus and other issues. But let's turn to overall funding K-12. Do you think they're due for another increase, or what's your philosophy when it comes to K-12 education?
Yeah, so I do believe that we need to better fund our education system here in South Dakota. We have received failing scores from various organizations that are national organizations that I believe grade very fairly. We are seeing that per student, we are spending less than any of our neighboring states. And we have historically one of the lowest salaries for teachers here in our state, our educators. I think that that's a huge issue, and it definitely needs to be looked at, because if we want a bright future for South Dakota, we have to start with the generations that are currently in our public school system.
Higher education, let's turn to that. Obviously very important in District 7. The university system may be at a crossroads. There's currently a task force taking a look at the operations of higher ed. They're faced with shrinking enrollments. What are your thoughts on the state of higher education in South Dakota right now?
Right. Yeah, it is a struggle here in District 7. SDSU, the increase of SDSU's student population to the Brookings population helps a lot of small businesses. We have that, not dependable, but it is how a lot of small businesses continue to operate when the student population comes in during the school year. And so when we see diminishing student populations, that is a huge issue for Brookings, as well as the university. I think we need to definitely look at how we can better support incoming students. We need to look at affordable opportunities, scholarships, needs-based scholarships, and then as well as better provide better support for our educators in those schools, the higher education. So we're seeing a lot of instructors and professors not being able to make ends meet and having to get part-time jobs. And so when you're stretched so thin, it's hard to provide really quality courses. And so I'm seeing that there is just a shift in idea of what our futures look like. And so also, I think it's good to provide many options for incoming students, maybe a technical school, maybe like a workforce certification, or maybe for your university. So I think we really need to think what future options work best for students, and let's add those options here in Brookings.
Louise, other than the issues we've already talked on, anything else you'd like to work on if you're elected from District 7?
Yeah, I'm really concerned about the human rights issues at the state level. I feel like because there is a supermajority, there is this idea that there can be crazy bills proposed, and because there's a supermajority of folks, that they'll all vote for it, and they don't necessarily need to have conversations and reach consensus with Democrats. I think that that's a big issue. We're seeing a lot of anti-trans legislation, a lot of discriminatory legislation, honestly. And that just has no place in our state. And I want to create preemptive protections for all South Dakotans.
One final question. Why should the voters of District 7 cast their ballots for Louise Snodgrass?
Yeah. So we are facing a very crucial election. We have the health and well-being of our planet, of our communities, and our neighboring communities on the line. And I know that Brookings champions positive change for all of our neighbors. We have a mission statement of sustainability, inclusivity, and we want people to come and bring their dreams. And we can champion that at the state level. And I want to champion that at the state level. I want to bring Brookings values to peer.
District 7 candidate for the House of Representatives on the Democratic ticket, Louise Snodgrass, thank you very much.
Thank you.